This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Ryan Lowe Financial, and thanks to Julie Baxter Payer, who was the host on Friday and did her usual stellar job. And I noticed that her marquee guest was Belinda Davis, who's running for the State House in a district that encompasses the LSU area. And she also, Belinda Davis, will be front and center at the Baton Rouge Press Club. Now, her opponent, Barbara Reich Freiberg, has been invited to be on this show and has been invited to be at the Baton Rouge Press Club. And it appears that Barbara Reich Freiberg is doing something that candidates occasionally do, and that's not debate their opponents. She is a school board member and a former school board member and a Metro Council person, so she's been around the political block. She's 70 years old, so she knows how the game is played. And I hearken back to Richard Nixon, who never debated anybody else after he lost to Jack Kennedy in 1960. But Barbara Reich Freiberg is a pretty potent speaker, and we'd like for her to appear here, and we'd like for her to appear at the press club, and the welcome mat is there. In that race, Belinda Davis ran first with 38.07% of the votes, and Barbara Reich Freiberg ran second to make a runoff with 28.7% of the votes. Two other Republicans, Ricky Shelton, got 9.3%, and Michael DiResto received 20.6% of the votes. So it is a Republican district, and because of that, Freiberg would be the favorite, but Belinda Davis is running a big campaign, and she is out there, and hopefully she will be joined by her opponent. I always think that sunshine is a good thing. A listener notes that Ms. Reich Freiberg has also refrained from answering questionnaires about issues in the race. So this stealth campaigning only goes so far. And as I mentioned, this is an exceptional person, and Barbara Reich Freiberg, she can speak for herself and do it very well, and we'd like for her to do it. And the welcome mat is here for her to be right here in the studio. And we are in studio right now with Kim Newstrom, who is the executive director of the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, and she came all the way in from Lafayette today. She has a long history in music and with this organization, but 1 year as the executive director. How does the executive director of the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation live in Lafayette, Louisiana, Kim Newstrom?
Oh, I spend much of my time here in Baton Rouge during the week and on weekends. I was here yesterday for a great event that the YMCA had a blues brunch yesterday, so there's plenty of time that I'm here on the ground meeting with people and talking about the blues and all of the wonderful things we have happening surrounding that and our mission.
Well, come Thursday, there will be a major event honoring some luminaries, and some of whom we know pretty well. In fact, I see this blues gala will feature none other than Rob Pear. He is one of the honorees. He is the better half or lesser half, depending on how you look at it, of Julie Baxter Payer, but a long history in radio and an accomplished musician in his own right. And he is being honored along with, four other people, right?
Right. And Rob is a longtime proponent of the blues genre and all of the educational opportunities that are out there when he promotes the wonderful musicians of south of Baton Rouge and beyond when it comes to the blues. And, yes, we have four other people we'll be recognizing. Clarence Williams will be recognized. He passed away several years ago. And also Little Buck Senegal, who's the king of the swamp blues guitar, who passed away this summer, will be recognizing them, as well as Rob. And also Mr. Bobby Rush will be in. He's getting our Red Stick Blues Award.
The Bobby Rush
will be in attendance. And Mr. Willie Duriceau, who's out of St. Landry Parish, 101-year-old Creole fiddle player, who also has influenced the blues genre with his performances, and so he will be in attendance to receive his award as well.
And I understand he's coming with his wife and daughters, so his wife, I would think, is probably in the same general age range.
I think she's a little younger, and I think that she also serves as his sort of front person, the spokesperson.
When you're 101, what's a little younger?
I think she's maybe in her late 80s.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you robbed the cradle then. But a listener notes that when Edwin Washington Edwards is 101, which he may be, he's got another 9 years to get there, his wife will be 50.
Right.
So
Right.
He'll have to get to 102 to be double, exactly double the age of his wife. Right now, he's more than double. But this is quite a group of luminaries. Bobby Rush, that's strong stuff. And Maxine Crump is directing the event, right?
And she's planned and organized this event for over 6 years, and she has been involved with the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation at the board level and board member emeritus for a long time. And really, a lot of the vision of this event and the honorees comes from Maxine and a core group of volunteers that help organize this event and honor and recognize the blues talent that we're surrounded by.
And none other than John Gray is involved.
Yes, John's on our board of directors, and he leads our educational outreach. And we are planning right now in conjunction with the school system to do some performances in four of the high schools, mm-hmm. get some alumni from those respective high schools that are now blues musicians, popular in their own right, get them back in the classroom and speak with band students, choir students, and give them an idea of what's out there as far as the blues genre and if they're interested in pursuing that type of music on their own right.
Well, Baton Rouge is a great music city, and as Jules Demicourt, one of my mentors, noted at one time, we had more number ones from Baton Rouge artists than any city in the state. That's changed. But New Orleans, of course, has a rich heritage, as does Lafayette. Baton Rouge sometimes doesn't get the recognition it should, and you're doing your best to change that. And this will be Thursday night at the old Governor's Mansion, right?
Yes, it'll be Thursday night, and again, we will be honoring these wonderful musicians and those that have come before us as well. And we'll also be launching a blues memorabilia exhibit in conjunction with Preserve Louisiana and Johnny Palazzotto. It's a combined effort to show some of the great images that have been taken over the course of the past 25 years in the local blues scene. And so there will be several photographers mm-hmm. Exhibiting their artwork there as well.
And speaking of Johnny Palazzotto, he has informed me, and hopefully we'll have her on the show sometime soon, that none other than Irma Thomas will be coming to Baton Rouge on December 7th. And it'll be courtesy of Johnny Palazzotto, who knows how to do or to produce.
That's he does. What, he's well known for bringing amazing talent to this area. So it's not surprising that he's bringing Irma in.
And Irma can still do it, too.
Yes, she can.
As could Johnny Rivers when he was in town a few years ago. You know, Johnny Rivers is getting a little older, as we all are. I think he was born in 1942, so come November the 7th, I think that's his birthday, he'll be 77 years old. Johnny Ramostella, the kid from Baton Rouge High, can he be 77 years old? But he's not 101. So does Willie DeRusso, does he still play?
He does still play, and actually I think a couple months ago in Opelousas they had a fiddle competition in his honor for the first time, and I believe he was also recently interviewed by Nick Spitzer and will be featured on an upcoming American Roots program. So, yes, he's still out and about playing music and honing his craft and teaching others to do the same. So we're really glad that he'll be joining us as well.
And Fairley Jackson says the blues will be on display at the old Governor's Mansion through January, so that's good from Preserve Louisiana.
Yes, we're doing that installation, I believe, today, and her staff has been wonderful in assisting us and helping us pull together all of the memorabilia, and it will be on display for the first time this Thursday at the gala. And all of the information about our event can be found online at Bon Ton Tix and also on all of our social media channels.
Barry in Mid-City. Hi, Barry. You're
good
on
morning,
Talk Louisiana. And hi, Rabbi.
Good morning. Enjoying the show very much, and I think this would be a great celebration coming at a great time because music is such a unifying force for our whole parish, our whole community. So congratulations.
Well, Barry, hopefully you will be on hand Thursday at the old Governor's Mansion, the Rabbi.
I'm going to do my very best to be there and join in the celebration.
And I mentioned Johnny Rivers turning 77. If I'm not correct, one Rabbi Barry Weinstein turned 77 last month.
Yes, double seven. Praise God.
77.
Thank God.
Sunset.
Every day. Me and Johnny.
Well, happy birthday. But for those who would like to attend How do they do it, Kim Newstrom?
Well, you can get information online at Bon Ton Tix, where that's our ticketing platform for this event, and also on our social media channels. And we're just really excited to share the vision and the mission of the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, which is to promote and propel and preserve the blues genre. And I think that amongst music genres, blues is something that no matter what walk of life you come from, we all share in the rainy day Monday blues, for example, or driving across the basin blues. I mean, I think that we've all been touched by it in our lives, and putting it to music is of solace and comfort often.
And glad to see Rob Payer. We worked together many moons ago. He's going to be honored, one of the fine broadcasters in Louisiana. And his interviews with the blues legend Tabby Thomas were legendary, especially when the two were talking about shotgunning. We'll see what happens Thursday. And thank you, Kim Newstrom.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll return with more Talk Louisiana after this timeout.